Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
tensions are running high in ZANU-PF following the abduction today and severe beating of youth leader Jim Kunaka in an incident colleagues say is linked to ongoing factional fights in the party.
I don't know if I'll be going to talk again on this forum, or be calling me and yeah, I'm still alive. It's something that we all don't know, because there are lies that are coming in which are very serious. And as the people who are on top of this, they will think, oh, these young people, they want to take over our hot seat. Then we are in trouble.
Former Midlands Governor and ZANU-PF Politburo member Sifa Simsipa says the ongoing divisions, if not nipped in the bud, have the potential to destabilize ZANU-PF.
I don't support such behavior, particularly the way it is being done through demonstrations. I believe our ZANU-PF constitution is clear on what should be done.
And grade 7 pupils to retake their 2014 English and mathematics examinations after a leak of papers in the Midlands.
It's quite disturbing for the education system, and we think this is eroding the confidence of the whole system of education.
A factional fighting took an ugly turn in ZANU-PF today as opposing camps continue to fight for political turf ahead of the party's next month's elective congress, with former Harare Provincial Youth Chairman Jim Kunaka allegedly being abducted from his Mbare base by four armed men suspected to belong to an opposing camp. Sources say the four men, who were driving a white Isuzu KB twin cab truck, fired shots into the air as they forcibly took Kunaka from his base and dragged him into their truck, savagely beating him in the process. Kunaka is the leader of the notorious Chipangano group that is based in Mbare. ZANU-PF member Wellington Peyama, who witnessed the abduction, says the truck then sped off in the direction of the Harare International Airport. Kunaka managed to jump out of the moving truck when it had slowed down at a police roadblock along Airport Road. The badly injured Kunaka is said to then have is being detained at the Avenues Clinic, where he is receiving medical attention.
In his interview with Studio 7, Peyama accuses current Harare ZANU-PF Youth Chairman Godwin Gomwe of being involved in the attack on Kunaka. The two youth belong to two factions fighting to have their candidate elected vice president at the ZANU-PF Congress in December. Studio 7 failed to reach Gomwe for a comment. Studio 7 reached Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba for comment, but she said she was on leave. She referred all questions to Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati, who was not reachable. But Peyama tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that many ZANU-PF youths in Harare are now living in fear after this incident.
There was a KB 300 Isuzu, white in color, which had four guys in it. They came to Carter House in Mbare, where they pump out six bullets in the air and people dispersed. After people dispersed, they then abducted Comrade Jim Kunaka. But when they reached the police roadblock, that's when Comrade Jim Kunaka was able to disembark, and he was loved by passerby, and he was then transferred to Avenues Clinic, where he is receiving treatment right now.
Is he seriously injured?
Yes, he's very seriously injured, especially his whole body is serious, and we are just waiting for the doctors to give us the gravity of his body. Especially his body was badly hurt as far as my eyes can see, but the person who is able to determine at which level it is the doctor. So we are just waiting for the doctors so that they can give us the real thing happening to him.
What led to this, Mr. PM?
The problem, I think, is about power-hungry. Some young generation who want to get into power, you know, they have no history, most of them. So they want to be very nice to our president, RGM Gary, that there are some of your big wigs that doesn't like you, they want to take over from your post. I think that's where the problem is starting, especially the former chairman for Harare, youth chairperson, Godfrey Kongwe. You know, he has been given a vote of no confidence by the youth executive of Harare. I think so. That's why he wants to have relevance, because you are saying, I'm being put on a vote of no confidence because people, you know, I like Amai Mukai. Like, all of us, we don't like our Amai, you know. So they want to portray as other youth doesn't like our own mother, like themselves. So this is the problem. But at the moment, every youth who has respect on our hierarchy that we have today is being victimized. And we are all living in fear. Fear. That is what is happening now. And they are alleging of some soldiers who are coming in and saying, you don't like Amai, you don't like this, because they are being told of all these lies. So we don't know about our life. Are we safe? I don't know if I'll be going to talk again on this forum, or you'll be calling me and, yeah, I'm still alive. It's something that we all don't know, because there are lies that are coming in which are very serious. And as the people who are on top of this, they will think, oh, these young people, they want to take over our hot seat. Then we are in trouble.
That was ZANU-PF youth member Wellington Peyama on the line from Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.